It's the law.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Law. For today's Lighthouse Spotlight feature, we have the one and the only Constance Devon in the building.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Yes, yes, yes. Get ready. Good morning. Stay right there with us, y'all. Here we go. Let's keep it moving.
I'm Element C. I'm Element C. I'm Element C. I'm Element C.
Welcome to the Lighthouse Spotlight feature, ladies and gentlemen. Our superstar independent artist of the day. Shine a light, shine a light, shine a light.
Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down. I'm never turning off cause I'm a light. Lock me up in cuffs, throw me to the ground. I'm never turning off cause I'm a light. Shining guarantee you'll never crash. Trying to shut me up, trying to hold me down, trying to shut me up, trying to hold me up.
Lighthouse features Constance Devon in the building. Element C, what's up? What's up? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
Doing pretty good. Welcome to the Loft. Tell everybody who Constance Devon is.
Well, Constance Devon, a singer, a writer, a songwriter.
Yes.
Independent artist, producer, music director, vocal coach. I've worked in all of those capacities. Actress. That's Constance Devon. I'm from Grand Rapids, North Carolina, okay. Little small town. But that's Constance Devon.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So we got to talk about this Element C. Y'all just heard Element C. Tell us about the concept behind Element C.
Element C, it's been a few years back. So I guess me and my producer, then we have worked together for a while, for probably about a year or two before we got in the studio and we got real serious about just creating this EP. So it was kind of like a co-produce on my end. Okay. The producer kind of had that vibe and knew what he wanted. Then after us, you know, working and collaborating together, it was just his way of showing me pretty much what he thought I was as an artist. And then the element C came from me talking about, you know, me being in my element. Music is my element, producing, songwriting, you know, all of that, entertainment, that was my element. That is my element. That's how, you know, I do. That's me. That's most people know me when they know me, when they hear Constance music. Yep.
That's right. That's what's up. That's what's up. I love it because it is like an introductory. All right, look, I'm letting you know who I am. Element C, you know.
So the funny thing about Element C, though, we did it like from scratch, of course. And he wanted to like mix it and all that stuff. So before he mixed it, it was none of those effects or anything. So he sent it to me. And he was like, okay, so this is Element C, it's finished, I'm done. So when I got it, me and my husband, we were listening to it, and I heard the bass line and all those effects and stuff. I was like, oh, you know, he just turned it into something because it was just really simple at first. And we just I did the lead and all that stuff. And then, you know, like I said, he added a whole lot to it. And that's how he usually does in me working with him. That's how he usually does. So it was like a surprise, really. And that's one of my mom's, like, that's my mother's, like, one of her favorites.
She really? Was
like, oh, you know, it kind of called her like, okay. Exactly. Yeah.
That's what's up. That shows the power of having a great producer, engineer, having your back, you know, and just, like, feeding it into you as an artist and your gift, you know, because you know you can have a good producer, you can have a good artist, but that unity has to happen, that connection, and that's what's up. That's awesome. So what you got going on now?
Oh, a little bit of acting, producing. I got a Lunch and Lyric show that I'm trying to put together. And also music summer camp and some other things that I'm trying to.
That's what's up. Yeah. That's what's up. Before we get into those a little more, because I might ask some more questions about those. As an independent artist, you know, how has your journey been? And how long have you been doing?
Independent artist for a long time. It's ups and downs because as an independent artist, I think my thing with it is trusting other people with your vision.
That's big.
Because you need assistance. Mm-hmm. When we say independent, a lot of times people think, okay, just solely you're doing everything, all the footwork on your own. And that's not the case. And it gets difficult for me, really difficult for the trust, trusting people that they can bring out, they can see my vision and bring it to pass. That was one reason why I decided to stay independent, because I felt like signing with someone, they kind of change you.
Yep.
So that's what I do love about being independent. I do love that I can be my own person. I can be me. It's no influences. Yeah, it's no influences on me. So
pretty much.
I can really do my own thing, and I don't like to be put in a box.
Absolutely.
And especially as a woman.
Let's be real.
Yeah. And I've had some experiences, not just with men, actually women as well, when it comes to the industry and things like that. I've had several opportunities to become mainstream or sign with somebody, but it just didn't go that way because of things that I just wasn't down with, you know what I'm saying? Just not understanding where I wanted to go and things like that. But as I get older, I feel like I'm able to do it independently because of my experiences.
Absolutely.
So it's taught me a lot, and I just turned 40. I had this thing where I say 40 go naked, and people were, oh my goodness, why do you mean 40 go naked? Okay, we ready to see that. And I'm like, no, just go naked and be myself and come out loud and show y'all all these parts of me, you know, and my wisdom, and you know, as a woman, and that I can do it, you know.
That's
right. So it's things that I love about being an independent artist, definitely.
Yeah.
And I want to venture out in other things like movies, doing movies on my own, videos, you know, I can do that. So
that's right. You can do that. Absolutely.
Yeah, I have my own home studio. It takes time and stuff, but you know.
Hey, that's what's up, though. That's what's up. I appreciate it. I love the fact that you said, like, you know, I've been out here for a minute, you know, and I've had certain experiences, but yet you kept going because it was for you. At the end of the day, it was for you. You know,
right.
You can't just, it's not about just signing with somebody, just say I signed with somebody. You know, you got to be comfortable within who you are first and foremost to know and respect your gift and your talent to say, nah, not going to do that.
Right.
Can't do that. You know what I'm saying? But you put in the work, you know what I'm saying? You kept it moving. I loved it. I loved it. So let's talk about this first song we got called September 19.
All right. September 19. First of all, that's my wedding. That was my wedding day, September 19th. So 2009. Mm-hmm. So that said in the song, again, it was inspired. My producer, the same producer, was inspired, and he wrote the song. He called me one night, actually, and was like, I got something I want you to hear or whatever. Mm-hmm. I got something for you to do.
Mm-hmm.
And when I went in, he just went through it, and we recorded it that night. And it went from there. Like, I was like, oh my goodness, like, where did this come from? You know what I'm saying? I was like, why would you do that? And he was like, I was just, you know, inspired by y'all. And I think he was inspired because I am a breast cancer survivor, and I found out like probably about 6-ish months after me and my husband were married.
Wow.
I think, and you'll hear it in the song, it talks about, you know, us, you know, surviving it and getting through it together. So that's basically what the song is about. And like I said, that was my producer was inspired to write that song. It just came to him, you know.
That's what's up. You know what? We're not going to talk no more about it. Let's hear it. So everybody, this is September 19 by Constance Devon.
Thank you.
Wow, you know, I love that. You know, it takes a lot. Vulnerability is very positive in this world, and it's necessary and needed. You know, I don't know, understand why people are so skeptical about telling their story, especially a survivor story. That's big. And then, you know, big ups because you gave homage to your marriage, you know, your unity. That's awesome. I love that. That's big.
Yeah, definitely.
And somebody needed to hear that, you know, it was a different style and a different way of doing things. It was you. It was 100%.
That's what I like about being independent too. You can just, you know, you can talk about all that stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's real though. That's real. And I know that had to be a blessing to you and your family and your marriage to have that.
Right.
That's real. It's telling a story, and that's real. That's why I love music. But that's what's up. So, you know, that's a beautiful song. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. Like I said, it pays homage to your unity. One of the biggest days in your life, and talk about one of the hardest times of your life all at the same time.
Right.
Together, you know, and that's real. How would you say, was that like a release for you to be able to sing that and let that out, you know, to be able to express that? How did you feel about it after?
It was a reflection. And even though it was kind of, like I said, the producer was inspired, it definitely made me reflect. And it kind of, he really captured what I would say and how I would have produced it. And, you know, because I'm all about painting a picture when you're singing and people imagining being wherever the song is.
That's right.
So it takes you there.
Yep, absolutely.
Like just the flow of the song, it just takes you there to that point, and it also gives you that feeling that I am grateful. And those are not, you know, those are not my words. Like, he wrote those words, but it definitely was my interpretation.
Wow. So he hit it head on. That's what's up. So we got the next song coming up for you. It's called Even When. Tell us about Even When.
Even When, it got a different swag.
Yep.
You know, that was produced by the same producer, but because we worked together for a while. It was a long stretch. And this was after the EP. I really can't remember exactly how that came, that song. We would schedule like times to go in the studio and just work, just do. Uh-huh. So, and we created a lot. So I can't remember exactly how it started, but I did the chorus. Okay. I wrote the chorus. And again, I'm the type of artist, like, I just put myself somewhere else.
Yeah.
It's somewhere else. It's just another planet. It might be element C.
That's right.
You know? So when I heard it, I think he was kind of I don't want to say it's that Drake thing, because I think Drake got it from somebody else. But you know, when you use, help me out, when you use like certain, I think one of the lines is, give me radiation like I'm cancer. Uh-huh. Like that, those type of things. I think it was somebody, I can't think of who it is, but it was somebody that they were saying that bought that thing, like,
I got you.
Writing stuff like that.
So
when he was, you know, letting me know, oh, this the verse and all this stuff, I was like, oh, okay.
Because to me, it's like you're literally like singing bars. And that's why I love it. It's like,
right, you know, right.
She's singing bars, you know. Yeah, rap is spit bars. She's singing bars. And then, you know, you got somebody spitting too in the song. Okay, we're going to tell them about it.
Yeah.
They got it. I'm sorry. But that's what I love about it, though.
Yeah, me too. And then I had to, once somebody told me one time, he said, oh my goodness, this was a long time back. Mm-hmm. And he was trying to get me signed with somebody and stuff. And he was like, write such and such, such. And I was like, okay. And so I wrote something and he heard it or whatever. He was like, you're too deep. Like, you write too deep. Yeah, he was like, you write too, it's too deep.
It's too
deep. You need to be more commercial and people can't really understand what you're, on, you know, it, they have to really think. Like, and I was like, well, I couldn't turn it off. Yeah. So kind of the chorus, you know, like you said, I'm rapping, you know, really rap, singing, yeah, or whatever.
You're singing bars, man.
Yeah. And so the producer was like, all right, so let's chorus. So I was like, no matter what the storm it brings, even when it brings its pain, eventually the sun comes out and we can start over again. But
look,
I mean,
yo, that, okay, we not gonna say no more. We gotta let the people hear. That's why I love her.
I love that line. I love it.
Yeah.
I was
real.
Like, hey, I even do my students, because I teach ELA, right? Mm-hmm. Language art. And I use that as like figurative language and stuff when I'm talking about figurative language. That's and right. Then I think about, oh my dog. That's something right there.
Exactly. That's real. That's deep.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Even when I got your back.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, even when. Let's hear it. Here we go. Give it up. That I love it. I love it. She was singing bars. Then shout out to your rapper.
Oh yeah, Sir Plus.
Surplus, you know, so don't sit out here. I mean, you gave so much difference in that song. Like, it was just, that's real. It's the creativity and the vibe is cool. I love it.
Thank you.
Real laid back.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you that different swag, like you said. Now, that's real. I love it. So you got videos and stuff like that. What was the process with that? You know what I'm saying? How was that a challenge doing shooting musical videos? Yes, she has musical videos out.
Yeah.
Was that like, how hard is that? You know, a lot of independent artists are just solely like, okay, I got my song out, just get the song. You know what I'm saying? What impact do you think having like a video to coerce with your song, how impactful do you think that is?
That was another step for me, to, as far as marketing. I was in school for music business. So that was talked about a little bit, and I was like, okay, that makes sense. Also, the guy that raps on Even When, he actually did the video.
Wow.
The director of the videos. Of course, you know, I put my vision in there. We're a childhood friend, so definitely proud of him. He came to me for the other video before, talking about, oh, you just need to get yourself out there. Like, they need to see you as well. So that was my thing too. They needed to see me. So I was like, okay, you know, that is a good point. So it went from there. And I actually love it. Like I said, I'm looking to do some things like that. Be behind the camera myself.
That's good. See, that one, it was different for you at first, but it opened up a whole nother world and a whole nother aspect. So for you, that's awesome.
Right.
That is awesome. So they can find that video where?
On my YouTube channel, Constance Devon.
There we go. So y'all go check out that video. Check it out. It's real. Well, we got one more song for you. And this one is my favorite. I must say myself. I'm sorry. This one is my favorite. Love is all we have. We got to talk about that. tell the people about that.
Love is all we have. So let's fast forward from September 1-9, getting married and, you know, all of that good stuff. And by that time, you know, I have a family, two boys by then. Mm-hmm. But during, like I said, after getting married and stuff and then getting the diagnosis, you know, things were tough for a minute. When I say a minute.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. You know, and of course, music is my release, my outlet. So I go in the studio again, you know, so we're in the studio, we're chilling or whatever. And I think I was kind of feeling some type of way that night. I do remember that night. Mm-hmm. I was feeling some type of way and I was just like, oh man, like, you know, what do?
When
you don't have anything else.
Come on now.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
like,
right.
When you don't have anything else. I'm kind of getting emotional. But when you don't have anything else but your family and friend, things like that, you know, and God, definitely a believer in Christ. So I was feeling kind of Etta James too. So I was like, you know what? Play me something like Etta James, like, you know, like, play me something like that, that I can just go off.
There you go.
And
that's real though. That's real. Because back then it was real, like real. That was their release.
Right.
That's mad respect right there. Oh man.
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, just play me something like that I can just go off, just that type of feel. And he was sitting there on the keys and he started playing and stuff. And of course I had my book and this was the norm, y'all, like the norm. So I had my book and started writing and money don't mean a thing. When it all boils down to it though, really
nothing matters. The world, look, we ain't gonna talk no more, we'll talk about it after. The world,
okay.
y'all need to hear this right now, ladies and gentlemen. This is Love Is All We Have by Constance Devon, my song.
'Cause if love is all we have, then it's all right. I'm not
People can say what they want to me, but I know the things that love can bring. True love, it makes you feel so beautiful when ugly is near.
Y'all see why that's one of my favorite songs, because of the simple fact of that hits your heart, that hits your soul, it hits your spirit, it hits your mind, it hits your body, it hits all of the above. It is so internal. And I love it. And the message is, love is all we have.
Mm-hmm.
It's all right with me, right? Yo.
Right.
So no matter what else is going on or whatever else is happening, you know, pretty much y'all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the strongest things of bonding to me is love.
Right.
Which the world needs a lot more of today. But yeah. So, I mean, talk about that. I love that song so much. It's so beautiful, though. And I know it probably takes you to a certain place at certain times, but you got to feel the victory from that.
Yeah,
that
definitely.
You got to feel the victory from that relief.
Definitely. Yeah, definitely. It makes me proud. That song makes me proud. I wrote it.
Yes.
And it's me. I mean, it's what I live and what I believe.
Mm-hmm.
I totally believe that. And it may have taken a couple of experiences.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's all me. Like, I really do believe that. And there's no way of getting around it. It's just what is said in the song. I was really feeling like really crappy.
Yeah.
Then I was feeling really crappy because for a long time, just things not necessarily not going right, but
just happening.
It's not good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Just happening. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because that's life.
Yep.
You know. But to know that you have love to help you, you know, get through those things.
That's right.
And it really, a lot of people would say it's cliche, but I don't.
Nah, it's real.
You can take money and, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Rip it all up, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
A car that can get smashed and, that's, you know, right, yeah. So,
I agree with that, you know, because, you know, the one thing to me, I'm sorry. Love is irreplaceable. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It is 100% irreplaceable. And, you know, when you get the opportunity, you find true love, you feel true love, it's like that's the glue and the foundation of everything,
right?
And your foundation will never crack, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It'll never crack, never,
right?
Crack.
Yep.
You just gotta stand strong in it, stand in it.
Yep.
You know,
that's what that that's the other video that I was talking about that Serpo did. Uh-huh. Too. And he actually called me and wanted to do that video. He was like, oh, this song right here, you know, I got you, let's do that one. Let's
yeah.
do this one. And like I said, I was feeling the Etta James, that old time feel. So I decided that I wanted to do it in black and white. Mm-hmm. Because it's black and white. So that's on YouTube as well. Have my family in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I love it. I love it because, you know, it's showing you. This is me. This is my love right here.
Mm-hmm.
These are the people that keep me going.
Yep.
Yes.
And also is in the video, it's me standing in front of a brick wall and I got a microphone. That's my love too. Microphone. And I'm sitting on the amp. You know, it's just
All of it. I love it. Well, you are, you know, you have a special place in my heart. I love you.
You too.
One of the first artists that I've ever recruited to work with when I went to college. Mike and Pry, y'all. Mike and Pry.
Mike and Pry, yes.
Right, come on now.
Go way back.
But
yeah.
I respect you so much and I love you so much. And I to see the growth and in your life, in your musical career, is like, I'm just proud. I'm just so proud. And I appreciate you. And I respect everything that you do. I got your back 100%. You already know that. So, but we're ready to get up out of here. Anything you're going to send us out? If you can give any encouraging words to any upcoming artists, people out here doing it for, you know, trying to do it, you know, trying to make it happen. You've been doing it for a minute too. So what would you say to them?
I always say, like, enjoy the journey. Don't be so stressed out about becoming this big mainstream artist. It's definitely different now because anybody can do whatever they want to on social media. So I would say keep that, be authentic, be you. I'm so like into this raw thing right now. Mm-hmm. Like just showing me, like I said earlier, and who I am, who I really am. And I think that's the beauty of it all. Just being who you are. And you can do it, man or woman. And it takes time. It's hard work. You know, it's not something that is going to happen overnight. And if it does happen overnight, whatever you think success is, if it does happen overnight, you're gonna have to keep it there. You know what I'm saying? So you're still working.
Yep.
You're still working to keep it there or above that. You don't want to go, you know, down. So that's why I say enjoy what you're doing and do it from the heart and your soul. If that's not where you're doing it from, it will not last at all. And keep God first, of course. Yeah.
That's what's up. Words for your spirit, soul, your mind, your body, and everything else.
Yep. Right.
Keep it going. Keep it going. Keep it going. Stay true to yourself. I love that. And that's one of the biggest things about being an independent artist. It's okay to be different. It's okay to be you.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
The whole purpose of this show, you know, like, you know what? I've been knowing independent artists all my life, literally. And y'all know that. You know, so it's like, come on now.
Yeah. And a lot of talent. I would say this. A lot of gifts around just my Roanoke Rapids, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going to college and Viking Pride. Like I said, it's a lot of... We have, and then most of those people have worked with quite a few, you know, mainstream.
Exactly.
Yeah, and still working with mainstream. Mm-hmm. I can look on TV right now and I'd be like, oh, that's such and such, you know.
Yeah.
Definitely proud of them and all that stuff. And, you know, it's all about being you.
Making it do what it do for you. Mm-hmm. Stand true to yourself. So let everybody know how they can find you, contact you, or look you up, download your music. Give us your handle.
All right. So you can find me on Facebook, Constance Devon. That's D-E-V-O-N-E. Also, you can find me on Instagram. Yeah. Instagram is Constance_Devon.
YouTube channel,
Constance Devon. Putting some more stuff up there, doing some other things.
So we're looking forward to, you already said she's trying to do the videos, the movies, the acting and everything. Mm-hmm. Hey, you got it. Make it do what it do.
Right.
Do the thing. So I'm excited. Yep. I'm excited about what you got they stored for you. And what we can see and experience. So, ladies and gentlemen, y'all give it up for the one and the only Constance Devon. Y'all go out there, download her music, look her up.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. I love you.
I love you too.
I need you, baby. I need you, baby. Oh. Cause love is all we have.
Millie. What's happening, everybody? What's the word on the playground today?
Out of mouths are
big. A New Year's resolution is a thing where you promise to take care of and you never break it. Because if you break it, then somebody will tell everybody that you broke your New Year's resolution. That's what a New Year's resolution is.
Okay, then what is your New Year's resolution?
My New Year's resolution is to stop being mean.
Who?
My brother and my sister.
Listen to your parents and have fun.
Be kind. Be nice. Stay in school, kids. Look at that hair, guys. What's next?
Hey guys, this is Angie with Aspirations with Angie. Today I want to talk to you guys about mindset. What type of mindset do you have? Is it a closed, fixed mindset or an open mindset? Sometimes they call it growth mindset. Let me give you some examples. So if I was to be thinking about something that I can't do, let's say if I'm working on something, and I'll be like, I can't do this at all. It's just too hard. Then I would say, for open mindset, that would look more like, you know what? It's okay. I can't do it now, but I'm still learning. A closed mindset would also look like I failed. I had a test and I failed. But an open mindset will look more like, you know what? I can still improve. Another example would look like, let's say if I was engaged in doing something and I was like, you know what? I can't do this. I should quit right now while I'm ahead of myself. But that open mindset, that would look totally different. That would look more like, you know what? I'm not going to quit. I should ask for help. I can ask for help on this project or this work. Another example of your closed mindset would be more like, let's say you were on the job and you needed to get something done. So your coworker may say, oh, I got this. I've already completed it. I've already done it. But you're looking at it like, you know what? They are better than I am at this. But that open mindset would look more like, you know what? Yes, they are doing a good job. What can I actually learn from them? Don't give up, guys. You can have that open mindset. Because when you say, I give up, that's that closed, fixed mindset. But when you switch it around and have that open mindset, it'll sound more like, you know what? I can try a different way. So guys, when you're thinking and you're talking, think about what type of mindset do you have? Do you have a closed, fixed mindset? Or do you have an open, growth mindset? Because remember, you can grow when you believe you can. Believe in yourself, guys, because it starts within yourself.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Thank you, Constance Devon, so much. Thank you, Angie. Thank you to everyone. I just want to say, closed mind or open mind, believe in yourself. Be your number one fan, man. Do it from your heart and your soul. Be the best you can be. I love you. See you later.
It's a blessing to see people with their heads up to the sky still. 'Cause honestly, for the same people, life can be so real. I'm amazed by all your strength, I am, and I'm grateful you come through, yeah. So I take this time to stop a moment and show my gratitude for you. I put my lighter in the air for you. I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through. Put my lighter in the air, the truth is you're beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Now put your lighter in the air for us. Everybody singing together, sing a new song. Put your lighter in the air for love. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Many mighty ships are sinking. Many stars are falling down. And I count it as a blessing that you hold me up now. Oh, I can tell that you've been praying. My whole life has turned around. Yeah, yeah. And I can't go without saying that I thank God for you all now. For you, I put my lighter in the air for you. I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through. Put my lighter in the air, the truth is you're beautiful, beautiful. Now put your lighter in the air for us. Everybody singing together, sing a new song. Put your lighter in the air for love. It's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Let me say yeah, 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 yeah. Say yeah, 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 yeah. Let me hear you say yeah, 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 yeah. Say yeah, 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 yeah.
Oh, I put my lighter in the air for you.
All right.
I see what you're doing, yeah, I see what you go through.
All right.
I put my lighter in the air.
The truth is, you're beautiful.
Singing together, sing a new song.
All right.
Put your lighter in the air for love.
Oh,
it's beautiful.
Beautiful.